Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and we're going to have some fun tonight. We'll be in conversation with keyboard artist and music director at the New Thought Unity Center in Walnut Hills, Billy Larkin. Good evening, Billy.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing real good. There's a really cool event coming to the New Thought Unity Center on Sunday, May 3rd at 7 o'clock. It's the Posse Palooza.
It is. It's the Posse Palooza Tour, and it's really going to be a remarkable event. We're so excited to be able to present this at New Thought Unity Center. And it's three exceptional women artists, Janice Stanfield, Faith Rivera, and Sue K. Riley.
Can you tell us a little bit about these three artists?
Well, sure. Jana has some really incredible songs that we perform. One of them is called Amazing Things. She has another song called What Would You Do If You Were Brave? She's a certified public speaker, a musician and songwriter, very talented and funny, and she should be a real joy to experience. Faith Rivera is from Hawaii. She's a Filipino. She has been in the music business for 15 years, plays with everybody. These are worldwide artists. It's amazing. Sue K. Riley is an educator and a songwriter. Again, we do a lot of her songs. She has a song called I Am the Thinker, which is a great song. So they're all original music, very talented, love, laughter, and fun.
Are they going to be using a group, a musical group, or are they all performing individually?
I believe that they're going to be performing individually, and I think they do have plans to do some things together, but they all play either guitar or piano. I'm not exactly sure. Looking forward to seeing what they're going to be pulling
out. So you're not playing yourself
on this
one?
I'm not going to be playing with them, unfortunately. I'm excited to be in the audience.
Well, I bet you are. There seems to be a whole field of songwriting that's come out of what's been called the New Thought Movement. Why don't you tell us a bit about that? Because you've actually composed some really good songs out of this genre.
Yes, and I think it's actually kind of a shame that it's not more readily available to people, some of this music, because it really does have such a positive message. That's why it's called the Posse Palooza Tour. I don't know what paloozas are, but those are always associated with concerts.
There's a Lollapalooza,
and then a
piano palooza.
Right, and so this is the Posse Palooza, because all this music it has a spiritual positive bent to it. Somebody called Janice Stanfield's music heavy mental, and also psychotherapy you can dance to. Yeah, music is such an important part, I think, of people's journey and in these areas of personal growth, peaceful feelings. Music is just something that's you can carry a tune around all day, and it's like it helps you get through the day. You know,
this somewhat mirrors some of your own personal evolution, I'm assuming.
I'm actually working on a project right now of my own music, a CD that'll be coming out hopefully in the next year. I'm working with some producers. Actually, some people might recognize the name Ron Bosted. He's going to be producing my record out in L.A.
He's from here originally.
Yeah, so I've got about 14, 15 songs now that I've written in this genre. And it's very exciting for me to be able to contribute music, which I think really does change the world. I think Stana said, I don't want to just be good at something. I want the good that I do good.
I know that you've been the music director at New Thought Unity for about how long now?
I'm coming into my third year.
Oh, it's been that long already.
Yeah.
3 years.
Well, I'm about halfway through the third year. We have a new senior minister. The first 2 years, we kind of just used a lot of guest speakers. It's been a great journey for me, very exciting. And I get to work with Mike Scharf on bass.
Right.
And Randy Winters is on drums.
You got Randy playing drums now there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's very exciting. That's the kind of like my real band.
It's interesting to see the evolution of musicians here in Cincinnati, quite frankly, as they've gotten older and, you know, have kind of some still working at clubs and some have moved on to other musical endeavors that don't involve nightclubs. And, you know, you're music director for a church.
That's right. I never thought that would happen, right?
I mean, really?
First of all, you have to decide that you can get up on Sunday morning is the first
I think that's
the
like,
first trick.
That's got to be 80% of the thing.
Exactly.
You know? Coming up on Sunday, May 3rd at 7 o'clock at the New Thought Unity Center on McMillan and Walnut Hills, the Posse Palooza Tour. So Janice Stanfield, Faith Rivera, and Sue K. Riley, female singers, songwriters, bringing their vibration to the stage at the New Thought Unity Center. So it seems like Ricky Beebe, and I know there's a few other New Thought musicians.
Well, recently we had David Roth came in and performed, and before that, Charles Holt. I think we talked about him in an earlier show. And yeah, there's a lot of artists out there, and I think it's important for people to get exposed to them, because you're not maybe going to hear this music on the radio.
What basically is the content of a lot of these posse-palooza-type artists and songs that we're talking about?
Well, I think it's, for instance, Jana's song Amazing Things, which I really love. It's really a song that's saying you will do amazing things. It's a song that's telling you that your future is wide open to you.
Uh-huh.
And there's some artists that remind me of, like, Natasha Bedingfield, for instance, her song Unwritten. And you see certain artists will touch on some of these areas where you're looking at your future is open. You can make the changes that, you know, be the change you want to see in the world. That kind of content.
Right. So these aren't your prototypical pop codependent love songs, so to speak.
Right. If it's a love song, it's a broader love song.
It's like a universal love.
Yeah, that love affair between spirit and ourselves and,
right,
and our journey.
Yeah.
But the music is very accessible, very pop sounding. It's a combination of you get this great music. It's really upbeat and a good message. And it's also a good opportunity for people to come and see what we're doing at the center. It's a beautiful space over on McMillan. We got a great sound system, and it's going to sound great and look great, and it's a great place for a concert.
Yeah, it's a really good sounding room. I've played there a bunch myself.
Right.
Well, Billy, we want to thank you for coming by today.
Thank you for having me, Ron. I appreciate it.
All right. It's a pleasure. Just a reminder, coming up on Sunday, May 3rd at 7 p.m. at the New Thought Unity Center on McMillan in Walnut Hills, it's the Posse Palooza Tour with the talents of Jana Stanfield, Faith Rivera, and Sue K. Riley. And we've been in conversation with Billy Larkin, music director at the New Thought Unity Center. And once again, thanks to Billy for coming by this evening. For more information, you can go to wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ron Esposito.